With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says more than 160 people are believed to be still missing days after those flash floods killed at least 100 people across the central part of Texas. Lieutenant Colonel Ben Baker of the Texas Game Warden says his team is making sure first responders and officers have all the support they need as the hard work continues.
It's very tragic whenever you see human life, but to see a child in that loss of life is extremely tragic.
Texas inspectors approved Camp Mystic's emergency plan just 2 days before devastating floods killed more than 27 people. They're mostly children at the Texas summer camp. Records released yesterday show the camp met state regulations for disaster preparation, but details of the plan still remain unclear. Meanwhile, Stacia Stevens reports one Texas senator, Paul Bettencourt, is working on a bill that would provide the funding for new warning sirens in the more flood-prone parts of Texas.
It follows devastating flash floods in Texas that killed over 100 people during the 4th of July weekend. The Houston Republican says federal studies show too many people ignore weather alerts on their cell phones. In addition, many kids at summer camp are not allowed to bring cell phones with them. Bettencourt plans to have the bill ready for the upcoming special session of the Texas legislature, which starts July 21st. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Russia continuing its aerial bombardment of Ukraine. The BBC's Paul Adams.
We do know that the targets in Lutsk were hit. The military is a bit cagey, in fact, very cagey about exactly what the damage was. We know there's a military airbase there which has been attacked before. It's also a logistics hub. It's very close to the Polish border. So it's a significant strategic location, which is why the Russians were clearly intent on trying to attack it.
That's the BBC's Paul Adams, and this is SRN News. Another school has settled an anti-Semitism lawsuit. More on that from SRN's Michael Harrington.
Officials at Barnard College in New York have agreed to implement a list of measures called for by Jewish students on campus in the wake of pro-Palestinian protests that broke out on campuses across the nation in the wake of the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel. A growing number of colleges and universities are coming to such agreements in the face of accusations that they have ignored growing anti-Semitism within their ranks. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has cleared the way for the state to institute a ban on so-called conversion therapy in a ruling that gives the governor more power over how the state laws are enacted. Conversion therapy refers to the practice of licensed counselors helping a young person abandon the homosexual lifestyle. The court ruled that a legislative committee's rejection of a state agency rule that would ban that practice was itself unconstitutional. This is SRN News. More problems at Wimbledon.
A malfunction with Wimbledon's new electronic line calling system required a point to be replayed during a quarterfinal match between Taylor Fritz and Karen Khachanov. The latest issue with the system occurred during the first game of the fourth set on court number one after Fritz had served at 15 love and the players exchanged shots. Then came a random fault call. The chair umpire stopped play and a few moments later ordered the players to replay the last point due to a malfunction. Khachanov won the replayed point, but the fifth-seeded Fritz advanced to the semifinals.
I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
Officials say a union representing thousands of city workers in Philadelphia and the city have reached a deal to end a more than week-long strike. The walkout had brought to a halt residential curbside trash pickup, and it also affected a number of other city services. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.